Welcome to the Holistic Psychiatrist Podcast, a place for inspiration, insight, and information on holistic mental health. Join your host, Dr. Alice Lee, and discover critical information on safe, effective psychiatric medication withdrawal. Explore new ideas that enlighten and expand the mind with cutting-edge authors and experts, along with former patients as they share their miraculous healing journeys. It's time to build your well-being from the thought up. It's time for the Holistic Psychiatrist Podcast. Here's your host, Dr. Alice Lee.
Hello and welcome to the Holistic Psychiatrist Podcast, where we're building well-being from the thought up. I'm your host, Dr. Alice Lee, the holistic psychiatrist practicing in New York and Utah. For more information about me and access to free articles, podcasts, and contact information, please check out my website, holisticpsychiatrist.com. Thank you so much for listening today. Today, we're going to talk about two important molecules. One is glutathione, and the second one is metallothionein. Glutathione is very important for detoxification of chemicals and medications, and metallothionein is very important for our ability to detoxify heavy metals. And unfortunately, not everybody produces adequate amounts of glutathione or metallothionein. It may be due to inherited genetics, or it could be due to other prior exposures to toxins. Today, we're going to provide a meditative energy healing technique that helps people who have difficulty creating enough glutathione and metallothionein to be able to enhance it from the thought up. We're going to work with energy, with intentions and words, and this meditative technique is meant to be used as often as you need it to help supply the proper energetic supports to build a more healthy glutathione and metallothionein system. After the healing technique, we'll have Cindy join us and share her experiences when she was injected with an antipsychotic medication called Abilify, and some of her experiences when she felt that medication enter her body. Today's recording, the actually energy medicine technique, was recorded during her session. And so after she experienced the energy work, she was able to share some of her experiences about how the energy affected her and also share a little bit about how the medication affected her as well. So with no further ado, let's go ahead and listen to the energy work recording. All right, we're going to go ahead and start with energy breaths and then use this meditative technique using life energy to help with the support and facilitation of detoxification, especially the enzymatic pathways that create glutathione and metallothionein. So let's just go ahead and start by closing our eyes, taking some nice, deep, relaxed breaths. You might notice as you do this that you're yawning or tearing, and that's good. We're going to go ahead and visualize light within us and all around us. We're going to let this light represent this idea of pure, perfect life energy. It's filled with unconditional love, peace, joy, truth, creativity, strength, harmony, balance, goodness, mercy, forgiveness, health, wholeness, purity, abundance, courage, freedom, order, beauty, space, time, and power. All of these wonderful qualities, as well as many others, is what we mean by life energy. We're going to think of life energy as coming from a pure, perfect, and infinite source. And we set an intention to be one with this infinite source of life energy, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically, and socially, in our past, present, and future. We set intention to be open and receptive to divine spiritual support and healing, and we ask for that divine spiritual support and healing to help us maximize the benefits of our energy work. We set intention that life energy will provide and give additional healing, supportive life energy to you through space and time in the past, present, and future according to your needs, helping you at all levels of being so that healing can be complete, immediate, powerful, and long-lasting. Visualize through our imagination a flow of life energy provided to you. As it does so, our intentions are that life energy will help you to have enough life energy to heal the DNA, the RNA, the enzymes, their functions, levels, and regulation, or the production of glutathione and metallothionein. Glutathione is a very strong antioxidant. It's a molecule that helps with the detoxification from chemicals as well as medications. And metallothionein is a very important molecule for the detoxification of heavy metals. We send intention as life energy flows to you to help you with the optimization of the metabolic and enzymatic processes for the glutathione and metallothionein detoxification pathways, that it will help you to heal the information held in the genes, handed down through multiple generations, ancestrally, of course, and that life energy will flow to those parts of the DNA that holds information that is related to the undermining or blocking of a healthy detoxification pathway for glutathione and metallothionein. We also set intention that the healing energies from this infinite source of life energy will provide the same healing to those ancestors who had contributed these pieces of genetic information to you, that they may also benefit from life energy and heal from whatever traumas, beliefs, or other injuries that may have caused them to hold that information within their body and pass it on to the next generation. We set intention that this healing energy from life energy will flow to every cell in your body to help make complete and to heal from any deficiencies or misinformation held in the DNA with regard to the creation of proper enzymes to create glutathione and metallothionein, to help with the proper enzymes and their levels when it comes to regulating them, and to support optimal levels of glutathione and metallothionein to help you to be able to clear and metabolize toxins and chemicals and medications properly and optimally. We visualize the flow of energy coming from this infinite source of life energy, helping you in the past, present, and future according to your needs. We visualize life energy targeting the toxins that may have accumulated over the course of your life due to low levels of glutathione and metallothionein. And we're going to imagine as these beams of light from life energy target these toxins and chemicals, whether they may be pesticides or herbicides. They can be heavy metals like mercury or arsenic, cadmium, lead, that as life energy targets these toxic substances, we're going to visualize them in our minds as transforming to a clear, very clean drop of water. Okay, we're just going to visualize that happening at the energy and information levels, of course. Here we go. Just use your imagination. Just visualize the light flowing from this infinite source of life energy. You know, getting to those places that are hard to reach, even if you were using a chelating agent. So just visualize the beams of light getting into the brain areas, for example, getting in deep inside to the brain, helping to transform heavy metals between the two halves of the brain and helping them to be turned into very clear drops of water in our visualization. We're going to set intention that life energy will continue to flow to you and provide additional help and support with the creation of an optimal glutathione and metallothionein system, detox system. We focus on a state of gratitude and receptivity for all of the healing energies provided to you. And of course, you can continue to repeat this recording in the future so that you can reinforce these intentions, work with the energies of your mind and consciousness to transform your detoxification system and the toxins held in your body. All right, so we just finished the recording for healing the metallothionein and glutathione system. I recorded this during a session. What I like to do is to allow the individual that I had the session with to comment on how the energy work felt on her end. We're going to give her a pseudonym. We'll pick a random name like Cindy. So I'm going to have Cindy go ahead and share how she felt during this meditation. Okay, go ahead, Cindy.
Sure. Prior to us doing the energy work, I had already started to feel some pain in my muscles where I'd been shot with the medication.
The medication was Abilify.
Yes.
It's an antipsychotic medication for those people who don't know what it is.
And as we did the energy work, I actually found that pain was increasing a bit and that my muscles were sort of minutely expressing even further. Mm. And that I could feel that starting to flow throughout my body a bit more rapidly. And not only that, but I was feeling the light was very intense coming through my head and coming down and moving throughout my body. Mm-hmm. And when we got more specific with regards to cells and molecules and DNA, I was finding that the more we did, the more we focused on those things, my mind was very rapidly seeing what we were discussing mm-hmm. and mentioning. The light and the energy was moving very quickly and very subtly mm-hmm. throughout those areas. And I particularly liked when we mentioned the ancestry. I felt that that was very unique. It almost was like a feeling at the back of my head of lightness, sort of like that light and that energy movement, like almost moving spiritually behind me, moving into the past. And I particularly enjoyed that. I found that to be very interesting.
So what do you think that might mean when you have that experience with the light flowing in and also kind of almost feeling the Abilify medication kind of oozing out of maybe where the muscles were keeping it? What do you interpret that as happening? What do you think is happening there?
What it feels like to me is that the life energy mm-hmm. is focusing more directly on the issue at hand mm-hmm. and is putting momentum into those processes and enabling them to function more accurately and more effectively.
Oh, I see. Okay. So when we were doing the energy work, I am not as sensitive to energy. And so I just had the typical yawns, which I had to kind of yawn away from the microphone so it wouldn't, you know, end up interfering with the recording. But I was yawning and there was some tearing, which is very typical for me. Yeah, that to me just lets me know that the energy is creating some shifts for you. And hopefully, you know, will really help you to be able to overcome the problems that might be going on with the shot. So how long ago did you get the Abilify shot now?
Oh my, I think the last one was in the fall of last year.
Mm-hmm. So it's been at least 6 months?
Yes, roughly.
Okay, around 6 months. So it's helpful for us to know that because this is not a shot that Cindy got like a week ago or a month ago. This is a shot that's been held in her body in some way for months.
And they said that it would detoxify much faster than that it would detoxify in a month, which is why they were giving me a shot every month. And it absolutely did not, because I'm feeling this being expressed in my body from at least two different places.
Okay. All right. I think everybody's very unique metabolically. And I think with Cindy, because of her genetics and her difficulty with creating glutathione and metallothionein. Metallothionein is very important for heavy metal detox, and glutathione is very important for chemical detox. And so because of these genetic issues, that's why we wanted to create this meditation technique to help her. Of course, we're going to also reach as much as we can to help her with supplements as well, with orthomolecular, functional, and nutritional interventions. But energy work is also very important and can be very powerful in facilitating the healing process from an energy perspective. So I think what happened with Cindy is that because of her own unique genetics, the medications felt overwhelmingly potent for her and really had a very strong effect on her physiology because they weren't being broken down properly or detoxed properly. Maybe, Cindy, you can describe to people what it felt like to be shot with Abilify when you're not detoxifying it quickly. What did it do to your life?
Absolutely. So within the first 24 to 48 hours of being shot with the Abilify, well, first, what happened physically is that I could feel the Abilify moving throughout my body, which everyone said that was impossible. It was not impossible. After I was shot with it, I got into bed and was just, you know, sort of just feeling very distraught. And the biggest, most horrible aspect of it was that as I would feel it moving throughout my body, I would feel my emotions slipping away from me. Initially, I would feel the emotion and it would be there. And I would just lay there and feel that emotion. Initially, I would feel the initial feeling of it, which would be of a normal quality, of a normal degree. And as the medication moved throughout my body, I would feel that emotion slip away. It would just fade out of existence until it was almost as if I had never felt it and as if I was actually feeling nothing. I would sort of go through the gamut of, you know, experiencing anxiety. My emotions are being taken from me, being distraught, feeling disturbed, feeling a sense of eradication of self. And it was through each of these feelings, eventually, actually quite rapidly, these feelings would be sort of torn from my grasp of experience. And I would find myself within a couple of days feeling absolutely nothing. Mm-hmm. What would happen, the very last emotion that I could feel to any degree would be shame. And so generally, once the medication was throughout my system, I would walk around feeling a complete lack of motivation in anything. It would be almost as if I would have the thought of motivation, but I would not have the feeling. I would have the thought of, I could do yoga right now, but it would have absolutely nothing behind it. Mm-hmm. No feelings whatsoever. And I would not have any motivation or excitement or ambition whatsoever to do anything. Shame was the very last feeling to go. I could feel that to some degree of normalcy, even having the Abilify in my body, it was pretty much the only thing that I could feel with any degree of normalcy. Every other emotion, especially positive emotions, mm-hmm. were erased. It was interesting because I was finding myself in interactions with others while the medication was through my body. I would find myself communicating with them and sort of responding facially and with regards to my inflections and normalcy of behavior and conversation, but feeling absolutely nothing within mm-hmm. my body, within my heart, mm-hmm. no connection with them whatsoever. Mm-hmm. It was like being a husk, completely hollowed out.
Yeah, we were talking. Yeah, we were. It does sound so scary and traumatic. We were talking earlier in our session about two aspects of the healing process. Number one is trying to figure out how to holistically heal you from this negative impact of exposure mm-hmm. to the Abilify, but also how to help with healing the detoxification system, which is very biochemical and mechanical in nature, and trying to figure that out. But the other thing we mentioned is that because of what happened, it creates a lasting trauma or in our memories. And it's very important for us to use some of the energy medicine techniques to help you heal from that trauma as well. I just wanted to thank you for sharing your experience with the energy work and also share why it's so important for us to use it, especially, you know, you have this ability to feel energy much more sensitively than I can. So it's great to have that feedback. So thank you so much, Cindy.
Thank you, Dr. Lee. I really appreciate the opportunity to express myself with regards to this. It's very important to me, and I'm really happy to know that this will be understood, that this is an experience that can happen with this medication.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you so much. I want to thank Cindy for her time and sharing what her experience has been to have to take a medication that was very difficult for her body to metabolize and clear. I think it's very important that people have some kind of energy medicine-based techniques that can help them biologically shift at the energy level the information and energies and abilities to improve the creation of glutathione and metallothionein. If you like what you've heard, please subscribe to this podcast for more helpful information and give this podcast a positive rating. I hope you'll subscribe to my website, holisticpsychiatrist.com, where you'll find more wonderful articles, podcasts, and links to all my social media platforms. If you wish to integrate high-quality nutritional supplements from reputable sources and support my holistic psychiatry practice, please register for FullScript's free online dispensary that helps keep you supplied with the industry's largest catalog of professional-grade supplements available on my website under the Products tab. All my patients get a discount when they sign up for FullScript on my website. I look forward to sharing more insights with you through podcasts and articles, and I hope you'll thrive as you build your life from the thought up. Have a good week, and bye-bye.
The content provided by this podcast is for informational purposes only and has not been approved by the US FDA. This podcast is not intended to provide personal medical advice, which should be obtained from a medical professional.
an Ironic Media production. Visit us at ironicmedia.com.